Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Liam Winters, another COVID loophole. Did you know, and it's been pointed out to us when I mentioned this earlier, Liam, did you know if you, as most people are shopping online now, if you want to use gift vouchers, like the One for All gift vouchers or whatever, to shop online, you can only use it up to a max of €50 on every purchase, which is
Okay.
And what have you discovered about the One for All vouchers, gift cards?
I was given a birthday present of a One for All voucher for €50 in November last. Mm-hmm. And I used it initially at Christmas time. I always spent €10 on it. And then just forgot about it. It was in with my bunch of cards. And I came across it there a couple of days ago and went to check the balance and found that a fee had been charged every month for 12 months. They call it an inactive balance charge, $145 a month, and 12 months amounts to $1740. And out of the original €50 that was put on the card, I got €32.60 worth.
This has to stop. This is in the world, the new world we're living in. We thought that
That's on top of the fact that there was a charge of €2 charged when it was bought. And they also claim that the inactive balance charge will not be charged during the first 12 months.
Well, as far as you know, you don't know when the... Do you know when the... We don't know ever, well, sometimes. We don't know when the gift card is actually bought.
As far as I'm concerned, it was November last year. But even so, if
but
it had
One
been
for All, one of the most profitable, and a brilliant idea, but one of the most profitable, and which is nothing wrong with profit, but one of the most profitable companies ever to come out of Ireland, that's just out of order at this stage. I'm sorry. Charging a monthly fee in the middle of a pandemic.
And not alone charging a monthly fee, but if they get to a stage where there isn't the full amount of $145 left, they'll take the balance. They'll clean it out.
We've been told, please note that due to the fifth anti-money laundering directive, people are not aware of this, that took effect on the 10th of January in the year of COVID 2020, there is a maximum limit of €50 per online transaction using anonymous prepaid cards, gift cards in other words, including the One for All gift card.
Yeah.
Please also note that most websites do not accept multiple payment methods. In other words, your gift card is pretty useless for online shopping. And if people, where does that leave people who are thinking this year, what I'll do is, and so I can't go shopping, so what I'll do is I'll buy a gift card from my mates or workers or friends or family or whatever. But do they realise that, let's see, can we find out from people, that it looks like to me the way they've worded it, the government, this is pre-pandemic, by the way, 10th of January 2020, the way they've worded it is that gift cards are almost practically unusable for online shopping.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the other thing I don't understand is, what they're charging a management fee. Managing what? The thing is sitting there.
And remember...
They have the money as well, and they can earn interest on it, presumably.
The down behind the couch rule, I think it's something like 20% of gift cards never see the light of day. Never see the light of day. Because people lose them. In other words, it's a profitable business. And I do remember, in fairness, last year, the one place I was aware of was the Bull and Castle. It's a gastro pub there near Christchurch Cathedral. What they were doing last year was, in great fairness to them, and they deserve a mention, if you bought a £100 gift card off them to use in their premises, they put the value they put on it was £120.
That's very generous.
Well, it's just good business.
Yeah.
Whereas, look at the other companies; they are taking money out. Now they say it's all legal, but it's not. The issue of legality, just like the beauty salons that are open doing injectables, the whole spirit of the pandemic and everyone pulling together is that companies are going to have to be a lot fairer a lot fairer, and it seems grossly unfair that gift card companies are whipping money out of your account every month.
Well, if you, I worked out the interest, that works out at nearly 35% if you applied it as an interest. There are no credit cards charging that, and this is not a credit anyway. They already have the money.
Yeah. Okay, stay there, Liam. Joe at RT.ie. Another loophole. John. John.
How you doing, Joe?
Are you
how
good? You? This is John Riley. Are you good at whistling, John?
A little bit, yeah.
Because I think you're going to be whistling down Henry Street and back up again by the end of this. Okay, what happened? You're on the ball. You're on the Arnott's website. Apparently, the Arnott's website is brilliant and it's flying and it's quick and it's efficient and it's a great store anyway and lots of people employ it. But tell us what happened. What happened?
Well, it's no issue with our website. We just I bought a TV on Friday morning. A friend of mine had seen the same TV on sale and put me onto it, being honest. Well, it was on an exceptional price, first of all, which I recognise. It was €79.95.
Okay.
This TV was a 65-inch TV, which admittedly is probably 2008.
I hope your TV has better reception than your mobile phone. But
right.
John, but so you were saying the television, a few lads saw on, they were going through the Arnott's website, saw a TV for sale for 79 quid last Friday. You said, my God, is this Black Friday? No, it's not Black Friday. Black Friday is this coming Friday. So, but there are already, you can see it on website, early Black Friday offerings. So this doesn't offer, this doesn't fall into this. You bought the telly for 79 quid and then you opened your account to see 79 quid had been refunded. Why?
Well, it hadn't been refunded. It was debited, but I got a mail earlier that evening to say, look, the items were cancelled and that the order would be refunded. That the items were unavailable, excuse me.
Unavailable, okay.
So I contacted customer service on their chatbot, whatever it was, on their website, and spoke to the girl and asked the reason why. And she just said, look, the order was just cancelled. I later got an email that same evening saying that there was a price mail, which, to be honest with you, I probably kind of half recognised, in the sense that the item was so cheap. But at the same time, I paid for it. It's gone through my account.
So how much are Arna saying is the actual price of the TV?
€2,399 should be the price, apparently. Now, if you type in the same TV and put on Google now, you'll see that it's still up at €79.95, just detailed as out of stock. They haven't really taken it off their website either, to be honest. But again, I just thought it was just an exceptional deal, as did my friend here. So ultimately, that's how much I bought it.
And Arnott is saying, actually, the television is worth €2,320 more than you think it's worth.
Exactly.
And have you checked your, because there's bound to be mistakes like this, given that everyone is shopping online. Have you checked your consumer rights? I don't think you have any.
I have, to be honest with you. Now, to be honest, look, they have got a right in their own terms and conditions. But once I transacted, I thought, well, look, if I bought the item, surely I deserve to get it. And the manager of the store, I had requested a call back, which she did ring me on Saturday.
Okay.
And I discussed it with her. And she was very adamant about the fact that I wasn't getting anything but a 20% discount voucher, which they had sent me. Now, to be honest, I always just thought that was just really typical staff discount and not really fair considering. To be straight with you, I know I'm not getting the TV at this stage, considering the price I paid, but for them to do a better offering than a 20% standard staff discount, considering the error made, it was probably a human error somewhere in the mix. I don't know, but everybody's being encouraged to buy stuff online.
Yeah, but I agree with that, but it was obvious that it was...
Well, it wasn't so obvious in the fact that they had a detail on their website saying it was a warehouse sale. I thought it was one of these exceptional Black Friday deals. In hindsight, they're saying, okay, it was an error. So I accept that they can walk with me somewhat around the error. But to transact with me and take my money and then just expect me not to want the goods is a bit rich.
Yeah, but then say, I'm just trying to think, because it's the issue as well is brought up by other callers earlier about people losing their jobs. You don't want anyone, whoever made that mistake.
No, exactly. And that's not what I'm calling for. But I do think a little bit of empathy around the fact that I bought the item rather than just a standard There you go.
Okay.
You know, a small voucher.
Is this the first time you bought stuff on the Ireland's website? It's very popular, apparently.
No, it's not. Okay.
Okay, and you've been happy so far?
Yeah, like, if no issue with it and the fact that they're not doing anything on this.
Okay. Thanks indeed, John Riley. Let me go back. Mary Fleury. Mary, what brand was your voucher, so to speak? Was it?
Well, it's a one for all.
One for all. Okay. And what happened?
The point I'm making is that I just sent you in a voucher there which says 03/2024. Now that voucher is a year old, and if I went to cash it in 2024, there wouldn't be a penny on it. The whole thing is, it's quite misleading. You get a card and it's just sitting there facing you, and you just say, oh, that's okay, that's valid for 3 or 4 years, and it's not at all. So that's what happened. I had a voucher for €40. I'm afraid I left it for a little while, went to cash it, and there wasn't a penny on it.
Oh, I see your point, because the new regulations brought in earlier this year said the gift vouchers, previously, that some of them, then how they got away with this for years, I do not know. But some companies had a €1 expire. You get them 50 quid, they take the 50 quid, put it in their pocket, and your 50 quid, if you don't spend it, the voucher they give you within a year, that 50 quid disappears from your pocket into their pocket for doing absolutely nothing. That's gone, but the new time, there shouldn't be any time limit. There's no time limit on your currency. The new time limit brought in, obviously, there was a lot of lobbying by big business. The new time limit brought in is five years. But you're saying this, it can look deceptive because the card says valid until, if it's bought last year, 2024, 2025 this year. You're saying you're presuming when you read that the amount stays valid, but you don't realise that there's a little bold boy or bold girl in your card sucking money out of it every month, unbeknownst to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And did you know that there was a limit of 50 quid on what you can use, of the amount of gift cards you can use to buy products online?
No, I didn't know that.
Well,
no.
Somebody would want to address that now before December, because a lot of small companies need as much business as they can get. And if people are, one, discovering their gift cards that they have can't be used, and two, discovering that what is the point of me buying a gift card for 200 quid for my local beauty salon if you can only use it online or spend stuff online, or a better example would be your local department store where you get stuff online. What's the point in giving someone a 200 quid gift voucher for your department store when you can only spend 50 quid at a time? Okay, Mary, well spotted. Well spotted. Thanks indeed.
Thank you, Mary. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
As you know, Arnott's, which is based in Dublin, but it's a nationwide store in terms of its reputation, and people come to Dublin to shop at it. Such a massive department store. It's more than one of our listeners now. One of our listeners spotted on Friday that a television was on sale for €79, but the television looked worth a lot more than that. But anyway, he bought the telly, but the money bounced back into his account that night saying, we've none of them left. And then when he inquired, he was told actually it was a mispriced. That television, instead of being €79, should have been €2,799.95. Lorraine, you did it as well.
I did, yeah.
How many did you buy?
I ordered two, one for myself and one for my son. But yes, my money didn't.
You should have bought four, Lorraine. So what happened? Tell us what happened.
Well, I was online and I was looking at their warehouse sale.
Yeah.
And it came up, the telly came up advertised. So I said I'll buy one of them. And then my son said, oh yeah, order one for me. Yeah. So I ordered the two. And it came to 106, and then a five after your delivery.
Yeah.
Got the email. The money was gone, taken out of my bank.
Right.
Got the email confirming my order, saying that the goods would be delivered in 5 to 10 days. And then the next morning, when I looked at my email, I was after getting an email from them stating that they couldn't honour it, but they offered it 20% off any other television that I wanted to buy.
Okay.
But my money is still not back in my account.
Okay, it might take a few days. So Arnis, what they've actually given, it was a pricing error. Everyone got an immediate refund. And we're offering anyone who bought the television, this I presume is before they went out of stock. They're now out of stock, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everyone who bought the television can get and was involved in this pricing error. We're giving them a 20% off any television in the range. So that means if a telly is worth 2,800 quid, which that one was worth,
yeah,
that's 560 euro off, but that still makes it 2,300.
Yeah.
That doesn't appeal.
No.
Okay.
Did you not know
it was too good to be true?
Well, you know, I was kind of questioning its force, and then I was, if it was advertised for the price, obviously.
But there aren't as the same, we made a mistake. Like if you go into a shop and somebody is, you know, they're pricing up stuff every morning and someone accidentally puts the wrong price on the wrong item, and then everyone spots that the Ted Baker coat that's 800 quid is 80 quid and they run up to buy it, and the poor harassed retail worker says, actually, I made a mistake there.
Yeah.
You say it's a hard look, that's your mistake.
If there's so many priced at the lower price, they have to honour that price.
Yeah, but that's not the interpretation we're getting around, but we look again. But anyway, have you bought stuff on the Arnis website before?
I did, yeah.
It's very popular. I didn't know it was so popular, but it's extraordinarily popular by the sounds of it. Okay, Lorraine, it's ongoing. We'll try and find out more. That's Lorraine Bates.